Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you haven't filed your taxes yet, well, here's your friendly nudge that you've got exactly 2 weeks left to get it done. But if you have filed and you're waiting on a refund, well, Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, is here with some advice. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
So, Jill, people like to think of their tax refunds as a bonus, but it's really more than that. Tell us.
A bonus. Well, I'm just going to earn my moniker of Buzzkill Jill right now because it's a rotten deal. This is the problem. You essentially are getting your own money back after the government holding it for a year. And yet you got paid no interest for this. So I think of a refund as this lousy deal, essentially a interest-free loan that you extended to Uncle Sam. So I want to be clear that no matter what, even if you love your tax refund, if it's more than, say, $1,000, I really suggest people go to the IRS website, irs.gov, use the withholding estimator tool, and maybe adjust your withholding or maybe consider reducing your quarterly tax payments so the refund isn't that big next year. Right now, refunds are averaging $3,100. That's a real amount of money.
Wow. Okay. So take that advice, folks. Go do what Jill says. She knows what she's talking about. But for people who are waiting on their refund, let's talk a little bit about how they might spend that because, you know, I think we'd all love to like think of it a little extra to spend on ourselves. But I know you want to make a case for a future gift to self. Tell us about that.
Well, I like to think of something called the big three. These are the three pillars of anyone's financial foundation. I really think they're important. And the first is to have an emergency reserve fund that can cover 6 to 12 months of your living expenses. The second is a reduction of credit card or other high interest debt. And the third is the funding of a retirement plan to the best of your ability. I am not saying that everyone's going to get to the $23,000 limit for a 401k or a 403b for this year, but any little bit will help you. And unlike the impact of, say, a splurge with this money, this is long lasting. This is a real game changer for your future.
So, Jill, is there any way people shouldn't be spending their tax refund money, maybe aside from like spending it all in one place at one time?
You know, besides the Taylor Swift tickets, which is one ticket, by the way, with this amount of money. So listen, I get asked all the time about people who get refunds or an influx of money, or even people who are retired. And they'll say to me, can I pull money out of my retirement account to pay down my mortgage? And let me be clear, there are millions of people who have fixed mortgage rates at under 3.5% or 4%, really low rates. And they too want to pay down their loans. I think it's really important to remember that the chances that you will invest this money with a diversified smattering of index funds over the same term of the loan will yield a better outcome for you than paying down the mortgage. I get it. We all have the peace of mind, the dream, I want to be mortgage free.
Yes,
but
we do.
You know what? It's really important that we retain access to our money. When you pay down a mortgage, yes, you might be saving some money, but over the long term, you may want access to your money more than you want that paid off note.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Thank you, Jill.
Great to be with you. Thank you.